Welcome to scan.org. This program has been produced for Community Radio NIMFM.org in Nimbin, Australia, and other community radios worldwide. Here in the backwaters of the cyber world, sitting on the other side of the digital divide, on the dark side, people are hardly aware of the possibilities of being connected with others through the internet. The following interview intends to feature the open publishing form of indie media. Camden spoke to me in Nimbin on his recent visit. Welcome, Cam. You are from Indie Media Sydney. I know your name. I noticed you were moderating that website. I want to introduce the feature of indie media to my listeners today. Why is indie media important?
Indie media is important because we need community-controlled media infrastructure that we can control and have our own input and put out the things we want to say, things we want to discuss, without it going through the corporate filter or the state filter. It's important for freedom of speech and freedom of expression and community collaboration, I think, are the main driving ideas.
Would a life be possible, an informed political life, without indie media these days?
Well, indie media is one of many, many websites or web networks out there. So I guess you could say yes, it would be possible. But it's a big one. It's a global network of websites in 100 countries throughout the world. About
In almost every capital.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And every continent. You know, North, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, and of course Australia and Southeast Asia.
Let's explain how indie media operates for someone who wants to use it. So if I was reading it and want to write a commentary, or if I wanted to forward a essay or a story myself, how do I go about it?
Okay, it's fairly easy. If you've used a computer before, you can go to the publish link on any indie media site. There'll be something that says publish or post your story or something, and there'll be a form there where you can put your name in and the title of the story you've got, and then you can just copy and paste your text from your word processor or whatever it's in over into the form, and just press the submit button, and that'll post it straight up on the website. And the good thing about indie media is we don't vet or moderate anything before it goes up. Your voice goes straight up, or your words go straight up onto the website for other people to see. And I think it's very empowering.
Bling, bling.
It gives you that direct feedback, like you've published something and you can be anybody. You know, you don't even have to have been involved in media ever before. You can just put it straight up for people to read. And then, of course, there's a form on every story that goes up where you can subsequently post comments on other people's stories or on your own.
I saw pictures equally possible to post to forward and get posted.
Yep, all media types. Images is the most common, but people upload
even videos.
Yeah, video and audio. It's all doable. Mm. And so whatever form you want to take, so long as it's in a digital.
It's not
form.
Owned by Murdoch like MySpace.
That's right. That's the important thing.
Who owns indie media? That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
Is it the community?
I like to think that it's socially owned. It's owned by the community, and it's run along open lines that anybody can get involved with the organising committee, or the collective, as we like to call it, which has open meetings. So you can come along, put your hand up, say, I want to help out, and you're on, and you can help organise and moderate the wires. And
get the money. It still costs a bit of money, although it's cheap, isn't it?
Well,
compared with a newspaper to print.
That's right. I mean, our main cost is website hosting.
And bandwidth space.
And bandwidth, which isn't a great deal. Like, Sydney Indie Media get by with a couple hundred dollars a year, and that all comes from volunteers. Yeah. And that's really important, that it's not owned by a corporate such as Murdoch.
So Indie Media doesn't need to take in any sponsorship from any corporate.
No, we resist sponsorship, commercial sponsorship. Yeah. I mean, the only sponsorship is donations from the community, which is the people that use it. So that's what I'm talking about with community control.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's an interesting facet of media, because in the rest of the media world, someone owns it. Some single person or entity or office or, like a company owns it, and the users are not owning one thing of it. No?
That's right. Yeah, that's what I said, as I said before.
So that's a big difference.
Yeah, because we own it, we can control what's up there. You know, there's no filter. You know, we can criticise a government or criticise a company, and then there's nobody telling us that we can't because they own it or because they sponsor it.
All right. Well, indie media is now getting more and more consulted by professional journalists. I'm not saying organizations like the ABC, but people who work for the ABC do read it. Yeah. And so I wonder whether that has actually an influence in the political discourse in certain societies like ours, say.
It's hard to tell. Like, yeah. I don't know who reads it in particular. It's interesting to say, you know, people from the ABC.
I know that from back channels, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we get thousands of hits a week. You know, there's lots of people reading it, and, you know, there's some good writings go up that you wouldn't see, you know, on the ABC even, or on the SBS, or, you know, and there's some, you know, questionable stuff that goes up too, but that's part of it. You know, it's people taking another tack on things and saying, hey, let's have a look at it this way.
And all right, well, that's life and diversity we accept, okay.
That's right.
Thanks for that. I might come back. Thank you for your interest. Other podcasts from Nimbim are available at http://nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com or just Google up Nimbin Radio.